With SRN News, I'm John Scott. King Charles travels by carriage with President Trump and First Lady Melania, travels with Queen Camilla around Windsor Castle. The president was greeted by military honor guards and mounted troops in red and gold as King Charles' guest for the start of a state visit full of pageantry. Correspondent Mostakem Hasnath reports on security at Windsor.
Behind the spectacle lies a really complex multi-agency policing effort. Thames Valley Police, the force that operates here, are working with officers from across the country. Hundreds of officers are being drafted in to police this event, including help from the UK's military and Secret Service from the US. Those teams include specialist drone units, marine support, and also mounted horseback police officers.
No U.S. president or any other world leader has ever had the honor of a second U.K. state visit. Authorities say a driver has rammed a car into a security gate at the FBI building in Pittsburgh earlier today and draped an American flag over the gate before leaving. The FBI describes it as a targeted attack, but confirms no personnel were injured. Christopher Giordano, assistant special agent, says the FBI is familiar with the man who had visited the field office weeks ago with a complaint. He has been taken into custody. The House has passed legislation to change how youth offenders are prosecuted in Washington, D.C. The D.C. Crimes Act would lower the age of a youth offender from 24 to 18. And require sentences to match adult mandatory minimums. The legislation has an uncertain future in the Senate where Democratic support would be needed. This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is calling for Israel to be banned from all international sports events. He made this statement after pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the final stage of the Spanish Vuelta cycling race in Madrid over this past weekend. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar blasted Sanchez with a post on X calling him anti-Semite and a liar. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
An uneventful day so far on Wall Street as all eyes are on the Federal Reserve ahead of today's decision on interest rates. Later today, the central bank is expected to announce its first interest rate cut in 9 months. It could be a quarter point cut or more, given the recent weakening of the job market. Chipmaker NVIDIA CEO says he's disappointed about restrictions on sales to China amid U.S.-China trade and tech tensions. The company faces restrictions on exporting advanced chips to China, chips that are crucial for AI development. Ben & Jerry's co-founder, Jerry Greenfield, is leaving the ice cream brand after 47 years. He says the freedom the company used to have to speak out on social issues has been stifled by Unilever since its purchase of the iconic ice cream brand. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.